You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PodcastJuice.net, and you're listening to Geeked Out. And today we are going to review the new Tom Cruise movie, Edge of Tomorrow. And before we get into that, let me stay on top. This will be a spoiler review, so you need to go see this movie because we may spoil it for you. Joining me today, as always, Mr. Q Storm. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Ready to get into some Tom Cruise here.
Pause. All right.
It's here we go.
All right.
Now how it's going to be.
I was trying to clean it up for you. Next up, Mr. Aunt Pooh. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I got my workout in. I'm ready to talk some trash.
All right. And Mr. Sean Hill. How are you?
Doing well, enjoying a beautiful day in Southern California.
All right, last but not least, Mr. Big Sexy and Sack, how you doing, sir?
I'm tired. I have not got my workout in yet, but once I get it in, I'll be ready to go. But my mind is sharp and ready to rock now.
All right, so let's just get right into it. Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise just came out here in theaters in America, and it is directed by Doug Liman, if I'm saying his name right. And I'm just going to give you the synopsis, and then let me get right into the review. So, and I'm reading here from Wikipedia. It says, Lieutenant Bill Cage is an officer who's never seen a day of combat when he is unceremoniously dropped into what amounts a suicide mission and is killed within minutes. This story is about an alien invasion on Earth, and Mr. Tom Cruise's character basically dies, but then was awakened a little while back and has to relive this day over and over. And that is sort of the very core premise of the movie. We will get into spoilers, but that's sort of the, you know, it's like a combination of the classic Groundhog Day, maybe throwing a little bit of Starship Troopers, your favorite first person shooter video game. All right, so my thoughts on this movie. And this is also based on a book, a Japanese book from a few years ago, actually. And it's also a manga. So my take on this movie, I will say this. I enjoyed this movie a lot. It's an action sci-fi movie. It has sort of the time travel elements. Tom Cruise. I am a fan of Tom Cruise. I like the majority of his movies. I like him as an actor in the movies. Even if I don't always like the movies, I always seem to like him in the movies. And here he is, to me, very likable again. He starts off as not sort of the hero action dude, but more of a ad executive marketing dude who's in the military. And he is sort of thrusted into this military situation. And he has to be basically on the front lines. And he doesn't even know what the hell he's doing. And, you know, they have these exo suits and all this kind of stuff. It's real futuristic, almost visually reminded me of, what was that movie with Matt Damon?
Elysium,
kind of with the exosuit. It has that element. And of course, the aliens are in this. And these aliens, to me, look like the aliens from the Matrix movies. You know, those things that were, you know, had the tentacles.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
They look a lot like that. I was like, okay, maybe this is a prequel to Zion or something. But anyway, the movie, you know, deals with him dying and coming back, and I'll let some other guys get into the minutiae of what's going on here, but I would just say I enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed the premise of this movie. I love military science fiction. Probably every month I read about two military sci-fi books. I'm just into that genre, and this fits into it very much so. And then you throw in sort of the time loop, almost like source code type of thing, Looper, you throw that in there, and that was cool. And this also reminds me a lot of video games. I felt like he was playing a video game where, like, you have unlimited lives and you just die, and like, okay, what's the pattern to get past this level? Oh, you got to go this way, right, left, right, instead of right, left, forward or something. And that's what I felt like watching this, because you see him replay things over and over. And I will say this, the movie has incredible humor in it. A lot of it is played for laughs. So I enjoyed that. A little bit got monotonous a little bit sometimes for me when he was doing certain things over, but not to the point where it sort of bored me. So I enjoyed this movie wholeheartedly. Last thing I will say, I did not enjoy the ending. I can understand the ending, but for some reason, when I walked out initially out of the theater, I kind of felt like let down, like, ah, man, come on, really? It kind of had that feel to it to me. I don't see them doing a sequel to this, which I thought, I started to think about. A lot of Tom Cruise's movies, aside from Mission Impossible, he never does a sequel that I can think of. A lot of his popular movies, he never does this. Never does sequels, so I respect that.
Well, but Top Gun 2 is supposedly coming, so.
Supposedly. What? Right? But it hasn't come yet.
It hasn't come yet.
And I don't know if he's going to be in it. But yeah. But anyway, so Edge of Tomorrow, loved it. Great sci-fi action. You know, it does get a little repetitious a little bit. And the last thing I would say is I didn't think some of the action scenes were as grandiose as I sort of was imagining to be. And this has been a summer of some crazy action movies. Like you had, obviously, Captain America, X-Men, Spider-Man, for better or worse, had some incredible action scenes. This one, I don't know, the action was, it was good, but it just wasn't the super action set piece. And like I said, even at the ending to me, wasn't as action-y as I thought it was going to be. But great movie, in my opinion. Let's go to Q-Storm. Sir, what do you think?
Well, before I give my opinion, you're not the first person that I've heard say they were disappointed with the ending. What I'm trying to figure out, what was there? What was wrong with the ending? I'm not picking up on that.
To me, it was when he woke up again, spoiler, at the end. And it was like, well, so he's got to do this all over again. Yes, I understand now. He knows every single move, I imagine, to get to the end point. But I don't know, for some reason, it just felt like... It felt like it was too Hollywoodish or something. Like, ah, man, this happy ending. And I certainly don't understand why he went back as far as he did. Maybe there's a reason for that. But I don't know. For some reason at the time, I just kind of felt like, to me, it didn't feel like it was a satisfying ending. It could make sense, but to me, it didn't make sense at the time. And I just kind of felt like it was cheating or something. I don't know. I can't explain any better than that.
Well, Mike, why don't you go to Sean? I got someone at my door, and I'll come back.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, well, I pretty much echo everything that you said, with the exception of the action sequences. I thought the very first, well, I guess the first action sequence, the very first time we're involved with that, was absolutely exhilarating. I know we had spent some time on Captain America about how, no CGI, da-da-da, but this was very well done. There was a lot of stuff going on. That first shot where they're actually dropping down and you see everything below them and just the scope of how much territory this ambush, this battle is taking, I was blown away by that. I don't know if – did you see it in an IMAX format or
– No, I just saw regular. Yeah.
Regular. Okay. And maybe that was the difference. Just that one particular shot, I was like, wow, they've really, really detailed. Although it's a large shot, you can really see everything that's going on. And I really enjoyed the mimics. I thought that they were interesting aliens, in the fact that I always think that if their only purpose seems to be to kill, maim and kill. So how are they so advanced that they can come to another planet? I've always wondered that with movies like this. I must mention Tom Cruise. You mentioned him. Tom Cruise, and I think Q-Storm will echo this too, he is a movie star. Like him or not, off camera, he knows how to work a camera. It's almost, I want to say effortless, but that may be an insult to him, but he just seems so effortless when he's on camera. It's like he's not even trying to act. It's like he knows where the camera is. He knows exactly where to turn to get the quote-unquote best shot. He sells his movies. I said in my review that go back to Mission Impossible. That movie is so convoluted, so crazy, but he sells it by his pure conviction. And again, with this movie, he sells this. You put anybody else in this, this is probably not going to be a good of a movie. But he is able to take you along on this ride with him. I do agree with you on the humor. I really liked how they it was kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod kind of thing that, you know, of course, he knows everything that's going on. No one else knows. And the more it progresses, the more just the little nuances, like the guy with he was wearing the jock strap in the exo suit. And every time he tried to save him, it would be something different. Also got to mention Bill Paxton. Surprised you didn't mention the alien connection with Bill Paxton and in the exo suit.
Mm-hmm.
He's always a guy that I like. I agree with you though with the ending. I was a little underwhelmed. The last action sequence wasn't as grandiose as I would have liked it to have been. As the movie progressed, it did kind of drag a little bit in the midsection, especially when they got to the barn. But there was enough in it for me to like. I really enjoyed it. I gave it 3 stars. Good time in the movies. For once, the 3D works. This is probably the first 3D movie since Gravity that I actually think is worthy of paying the upgrade. So if you can, see it in 3D, see it in the IMAX format.
All right. Q-Storm, you back?
Yes. Let me ask a question first. Was this film shot in 3D?
You know, honestly, I did not do the research on that to see. I would think that it was, just from looking at the first action sequence and just how things were actually coming out. It didn't seem like it was something that was added later. I think that it was shot in 3D.
Man, I would have thought they would have marketed it as such much more strongly if that were the case. But let me just say, and I put it up in the review that I put up, it is really due time that we got the Tom Cruise that I've been waiting for the last at least decade. I put in my review, you know, he was with Aliens and War of the Worlds. He was with Aliens and Oblivion. And now he's with Aliens and this, so I was a little skeptical. But apparently, it took 3 shots to get it right. Because this film, for me, is a 4 out of 5 stars. The thing that really makes this movie work for me is that, unlike a lot of the movies that Tom Cruise has put out in the past decade or so, you look at the Mission Impossible films, you look at the biggest, culprit of this, that being Vanilla Sky, which I did like a lot. A lot of those projects, those films seem like vanity projects for Tom Cruise, where, you know, he gets to show off his physicality. He's always smiling at the camera, kind of grinning to the camera, playing off of his ego. This one, all that is put aside. You guys said it best. What I loved about this is we get to see Tom Cruise as, I mean, he's good looking, he's got a good build and all that, but he's the everyman kind of guy who's just coasting by, because he plays a former ad exec who I guess is hired by the military, the United Western Military, to kind of sell the war to the populace. So he's just a glorified cheerleader. And we see when he gets conscripted into the war, he's not the prototypical Tom Cruise Superman that he always seems to portray in all his films, as good as they are. It was such a joy to see him vulnerable, see him incompetent, see him scared. Yeah. Those first scenes when he's landing on that beach, I felt really sorry for that cat at that point.
Wake up, maggot!
he was like, he really sold the fact that, why am I here? I don't belong here. I felt really bad for him. And it was just so good to see him vulnerable in a film. It did get a little repetitious at times, but it kept me guessing. There was one scene where he resets the loop, and all of a sudden you see him in a bar in a London pub, and he's talking to these other patrons. I'm like, what movie is this? And then he walks out onto the, I think it's called the, I forget the name of the bridge that crosses the Thames, and the mimics attack, and you're like, oh, he decided, fuck this, I'm not even going back. And he sees what happens, and he decides he has to go back to actually, you know, continue the fight. So he kept me guessing, and there were a couple scenes like that where I was like, what am I seeing? And it was like, no, the film's telling me, no, Mike, you need to catch up to us. You're going to get there. We're not going to waste time while you get there, but you'll get there. Having said that, a lot of things you said, Sean, you know, it's the typical, like I put in my review, it's a typical thing where you have a lot of alien hordes. I'm talking to Avengers as well. They all suffer from the same type of tropes that are kind of ridiculous. You know, they look like amphibians, but yet they have all the spacecraft and they have this Omega object and they have this thing in their blood that allows them to do certain things, which I won't spoil here, but it really makes no sense. But it doesn't matter. This film, is a welcome return to form for Tom Cruise. I'm going to go see it again as soon as I can, IMAX 3D.
Interesting, right on. Yeah, it's a good movie. You know, it's interesting to me that this movie, to me, it just feels like it really plays like a video game. Like I can see like a video game player would see this and be like, I understand what he's doing. Like, again, he's like, it's almost like trial and error. Like, he's going through this. Okay, that didn't work. I love the part where they finally just give up trying to win that battle, you know, on the beach, right? It's like, you can't win it. Just go a different direction. And then you see him kind of go off in this way. And even like you mentioned, when he goes and just decides, I'm not going to even go fight. And you kind of see, well, what happened at the end of all of this? What was the aftermath? Well, they just rushed the city. The other thing I love, too, is I love the premise of the world this movie takes place in. I wish they kind of show a little more of that. Like, when it starts out and you see, oh, this meteor crashes on Earth. And you see the news is, you know, the news organizations sort of cover this. And then how we start to move to, oh, they're taking over this part of the world. And you kind of get the picture that, man, the world has sort of united this military force, you know, has united to try to address this situation. And everyone seems to have almost drafted into this battle, which would kind of happen, right? If it was a world situation, which to me plays perfectly again to the genre of, you know, the military sci-fi. It's always the same type of stuff, you know, the one world military organization. So I thought that was really cool. I'm kind of going to go back and read the book now to see, because I know there's a lot of stuff they must have had to keep out of this. I think it explains a little bit more of the aliens in the book. And another thing I have to just side note to recommend, there is a book called, I think it's called Replay. And I think I mentioned this book before. But if you like this type of story, you have to check out this book called Replay, because it's the same sort of deal. It doesn't deal with aliens or anything. But the guy, he lives his life over when he dies. But the thing in this book is that he literally goes back to where he's like, I don't know, 9 years old or something, and starts over all the way. And it's like, what if you had to, you know, you live till, I think he lives to like 40 years old, dies and comes all the way back. Would you go marry the same person you married before? You know, now that you know how the stock market goes, and now that you know how certain games will go, or now that you know that Star Wars is coming out, what would you do to make it so that you could benefit from those things or be rich? It's a very interesting sort of take on the same sort of story. Any other things we want to talk about? Let's go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to say, you know, I was pointing out how it was nice to see Tom Cruise vulnerable and somewhat inept in this film. But I tell you what, and I wrote this as well, once it's time for him to step up, I'm like, there's a scene where he's on the beach again, and he's taking aliens out left and right. There's a shot in the trailer where he just runs around in a circle around the guy.
Oh, yeah, love that. Love that.
That shit was dope. I mean, even at the end, you know, it turns into, to me, it's kind of like the same thing that we saw in The Wolverine, where it kind of, I want to say, devolves into straight action genre. But I was ready for it. I was like, okay, he's shown us that he didn't know what he was doing, so we need to see that character change into this, you know, for the character arc to be complete. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it again. I had no problems whatsoever with the ending. To me, that was his Tony Soprano moment when he just cussed. I knew right then it was going to cut to black, and that's exactly how it should have done. We don't know how he's going to convince Emily Blunt that they need to be together, given that she's resetting the loop as well. But I loved it. I loved that ending. I had no problem with it. The only issue I had with the film was honestly the aliens. They looked a little like a CGI overkill with all the tentacles. I love the way they moved. I thought that was dope, but
yeah,
they didn't look like they had any. They looked like old CGI to me. They looked like they didn't have any weight or any kind of heft to them.
It's almost like there's like one design in Hollywood for aliens, and they just, you know, let's add some more tentacles. Okay, and, you know, everything pretty much looks the same. That's really the only drawback for me. Q, you said one thing that I definitely, you talked about the plot and how he carries it, and that was kind of what I said too. At some point, I kind of like, especially with that midsection where the exposition, where they're in the cavern and they're talking about, you know, where it is and all this, that, and the other, that my eyes started to glaze over a little bit. I'm like, okay, it's going to slow down here a little bit. But again, he is so good in this, and he doesn't get the credit that he should, that although I stopped caring about the plot itself, I still wanted to follow him to see where he was going to go next. And that kind of harkens back to the first Mission Impossible. I gave up trying to figure out who had the knock list. Is it the real list? Is it the fake list? I don't care. Let's just get, you know, let me just see Ethan Hunt do his thing. That's what I care about. I could care less. So, yeah, he is. And I think you mentioned Denzel. And who else did you mention as like Clooney, I think?
Yeah,
as
far Clooney. As
true movie star. He's definitely in that league that can carry a film. That can open a film, although it's not doing that well. And I think because it's so close on the heels of Oblivion, which that one wasn't as good as this. But I hope more people do go to see it, and maybe they'll go see it based on our review of it.
Yeah, and also a shout out to like Emily Blunt. I thought that she was dope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too familiar with her work, but she was, you know, what they call her, Full Metal Bitch or something. When she was on the poster and everything, she was a badass, man. I thought she was excellent in this.
That's Wonder Woman. That should be Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
But I was just going to say, you know, Mike, you and I did a Geeked Out years ago. I think all we talked about was Tom Cruise. We did a whole show about him.
I think we
and
did,
And I think, personally, he should have two Oscars, at least two Oscars over his fireplace right now. He should have an Oscar for Born on the 4th of July because he brought it in that movie. And he should have an Oscar. He should have won the Oscar for Jerry Maguire. I don't know who – I forget who he was up against. I think that was 1995 or something like that. But, yeah, he should have two Oscars on his mantle right now.
You forgot one. Magnolia.
He was – yeah. I recall
that would have been supporting, but – and I know who he lost to that one. He lost to Michael Caine in that one.
The American, right?
No, it was the Cider House Rules, I think, is what Michael Caine won for.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought he should have won for Magnolia.
He had a it was not a – it was like a – I don't want to say bit part, but it was just like an ensemble part, right?
Yeah, he was up for supporting actor. He definitely wasn't the lead, but he definitely brought it. He was so good, and he was playing against type because he was playing basically an asshole, a misogynistic asshole, which we hadn't seen him do before. And you know, I thought he like stole what little screen time he had. I thought he stole it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean he's solid, man. He's one of the guys. I think one of my favorite ones of his is like Collateral. I think, is that the one, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
That was, I co-signed that. That's the one he got robbed on.
Yeah, that was a dope movie, man. But yeah, he's like I said, he's one of the truth. He's one of them dudes that, yeah, he's bad. Even, you know, and he can pull some bullshit. You know, Jack Reacher. I wasn't really a fan of that person.
Night and day.
You know, but he's far outweighs, you know, the good stuff. I mean, he's already done his classics. To be honest with you, ones you just pretty much mentioned. So,
gentlemen.
If I were his agent, I would say, Tom, you've done Oblivion, you've done this one, you knocked it out of the park with this one, you did War of the Worlds, you did Minority Report, okay. You can do the sci-fi, and you can do the alien thing. Let's get back to the drama. You kick ass in drama, too. Let's get a good drama on the table for you.
I'm looking at the winners for Best Actor for 1996, and I got to disagree on Cruise getting for Maguire. It should have been Woody Harrelson and Larry Flint.
Yeah.
But the actual winner was Jeffrey Rush in Shine, some movie that did not see.
Hmm. I can see that I can see that, because I did see that movie with what was it, The People versus Larry Flint?
Yes.
And yeah, Woody Harrelson did his thing. That's his name. He did his thing in that movie. You're right.
All right. So, any last words on Edge of Tomorrow before we wrap this up?
Go see it.
Yep, go see it. Biggest screen you could find.
Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you've been listening to Geeked Out. We're keeping it short and sweet. Go check out the movie. Be sure to check us out on the website, podcastjuice.net. And real quick, before we go, gentlemen, starting with QStorm, where can they find you?
You can go to my website, QStorm.com. You can see all my movie reviews on QStorm.com/lightningstrikes. Twitter, QStorm3476. And Facebook, look under Michael Jones.
All right, Mr. Sean Hill.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at Hill Street Views, Facebook, Sean Hill, and also Real Movie Talk, and the blog, which I'm now kicking off my drive to 25, trying to reach 25,000 overall page hits by my birthday. So go check that out, hillstreetviews.blogspot.com.
All right, Big Sexy and Sack.
I can be found at Twitter under Big Sexy and Sack, on Facebook under Mark Wiggins, and finally... there was some movement in the Wigan Sports Entertainment website. I've sat down with my designers, wrote a check. It's starting to happen, finally. So now you guys can get off me, and it will be out before Detox comes out.
All right. And last but not least, we didn't hear too much from him, but he's here anyway. Aunt Pooh, where can I get you?
You can get me on Twitter and Instagram at Aunt Pooh. And you can see my columns on our 401 Mania and KnockoutNation.com.
All right. We'll see you next time. Peace.